invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now, let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in your last letter, you write, I should tell you more about this big city, Chicago. Well, first of all, Chicago is called the Windy City. It's hard for me to describe how windy it is. But yesterday, I'm reading a newspaper that on a Michigan Avenue, a 500-pound safe was blown open. Mamma mia, must have been some wind. I'm not to know how exactly many millions of people is in this great city. But the same newspaper is to say, in Chicago is a baby born every minute. Mamma mia, that's a funny way of telling time. Chicago streets, they're very busy, mamma mia. Full of street cars, buses, and taxis. Also, they got what is called the subway. This is a big hole in the ground where the people can ride and also hide themselves from the street, the cars, the buses, and the taxi. Is it true Chicago is a wonderful city? But you know, sometimes I'm feel a little lonesome for you and our little town, Castellammare. It's more than a year that I'm not to see you, Mamma Mia, and Aunt Margarita and Uncle Pietro. And he's a goat. How is the goat, Mamma Mia? Still married? If he's got nothing to do, tell him to write me a letter. I mean, Uncle Pietro. Also, Mamma Mia, I'm a miss very much your wonderful cooking. I would be the happiest man in the world if I can live in America and I go home for lunch in Italy. Mamma mia, I'm getting too homesick. So I think I'm going to stop writing this letter. Go next door to Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace and talk to my friend, Pasquale.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
What's the matter with you today, Luigi? Your face is looking like it's lost its best friend.
Pasquale, you remember our little town in Napoli?
Castellammare.
The green grass, the blue water, the funny little barns with the cows and the goats.
Oh, Luigi, that's your trouble. You're suffering from a homesickness. That's what they call a neuralgia. Ah, sure, you want to see your Mamma Mia.
Pasquale, better we not talk about it, huh?
Oh, Luigi, I better you just die and go home and see everybody, shake hands with Uncle Mario, shake hands with Uncle Pietro, milk the goat. Hey, that's going to be a milkshake.
Now, please, Pasquale, you're breaking my heart. If only I'm have enough money to make a little visit.
Ah, Luigi, when I'm hear you sigh like that, it's a touch me. After all, I'm the one who's bring you from all the country. How's about I'm going to see two of you go back for a little visit?
Pasquale, no. You mean you're going to do this for me?
Sure, little cabbage puss. Why not? 2 weeks of vacation during the summer. You close up antique shop, you go to a nice bigger boat, and with my money, you're not going to travel ordinary like a first or second class. You're going to go with the captain where he's to steer the boat. You're going to go steerage.
Steerage? That's so wonderful.
You lucky pup, you.
But Pasquale, how am I ever going to be able to pay you back?
You don't have to pay me back. Just do me one little favor.
Little favor?
Yes. When you go on the boat, just take along a little piece of baggage for me.
Oh, sure, sure, Pasquale. What the piece of baggage you want I should take?
My daughter Rosa.
Pasquale, that's not a baggage. That's a steamer trunk. No, I'm going to go with the Rosa. She's too fat for me.
You call it 250 pounds of fat? Rosa's just a little pudgy.
Or is it too much pudge?
Oh, stop, Luigi. Think of how nice is it going to be. Look, you marry Rosa, go on a honeymoon, and she's going to eat no food at all. By the time you get to Italy, she's going to lose 100 pounds.
Oh, no. If I'm on Rosa, by the time we get her back to America, she's going to find it again.
All right, you little fool. You think you're smart, then let me pound some sense into your stupid head. I'm going to tell you something.
No, pound it some other time, Pasquale. Right now, I'm going to go to my night school.
You want to go back home, don't you? Well, if you don't go with a Rosa, how are you going to go?
I don't know, Pasquale. But when I go, I'm going to go on a boat, not with the boat.
All right, class, attention, please. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz? Well, he's not here.
Stop, I'm present, Miss Barley. You'll never guess what happened to me. Oh, how lucky I am. Here, everybody, have a cigar.
What's happened, Schultz? Your wife is to have a baby?
No. In the street, I found a box of cigars. Smile, everybody. Here, Miss Spalding, have a cigar, too.
Mr. Schultz.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. But take it now and smoke it after class.
Please, class, please, let's have some order. Now, our history lesson for today is about the Pilgrims. As we all know, the Pilgrims came over in 1620. Mr. Schultz, can you tell me the name of the boat?
No.
Why not?
Well, it's hard for me to remember. I was such a little kid at that time. Thank you, fellow Booble. Oh, I can hardly wait till vaudeville comes back.
Mr. Schultz, please. Now, class, can anybody tell me the name of the boat which brought the Pilgrims across? Yes, Mr. Harwood?
The SS Pilgrim.
No. I see I must give you a hint. The name of the boat begins with May. Now, what comes after May?
June.
Mr. Schultz, please. They came over on the Mayflower. Now, our next question. Who were the leaders of the Pilgrims? Mr. Basco?
Uncle Pietro and his goat.
Mr. Basco, I notice you've been quiet all evening. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Very well. I'll ask you a simple question. What holiday do we associate with the Pilgrims?
Huh?
I'll help you out. When I say turkey, what do you think of?
Rosa.
No. The answer is Thanksgiving. Mr. Basco, you're daydreaming.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Spalding. I'm sorry, but I was thinking about my Mamma Mia and about the going home for a visit.
Oh, I know just how you feel, Mr. Basco. It's a natural feeling to get after you've been here for a while.
Thank jumping yimini, Luigi is homesick. Yeah.
But that's impossible, Olsen. If he's here in night school, how can he be homesick?
Schultz, I'm got a funny feeling in my heart. I'm a wish so much I can go home for a little while.
Mr. Basco, why don't you buy a ticket and go back for a vacation?
I'm got no money, Miss Spalding. I think the only way I can go home is just to stow away on a boat.
Stow away? Oh, Luigi, don't do that. That's terrible. I remember my brother Ludwig. When he first came here from Austria, he was so homesick, he jumped on the first ship. He hid himself in a lifeboat, and for 16 days, he didn't stick out his head.
Well, did he get to Austria?
How could he? He was on the Staten Island ferry. My Luigi.
Luigi, it would be nice if you could go home.
Yes, it would be.
No, wait, everybody. Into my head, an idea just pooped. why don't we hold a raffle to pay for Luigi's trip to his mother?
Yingini, that was a good idea. We make a party and we charge $1 a ticket. Well, what do you say, Luigi?
What a class. What can I say? I'm feeling so good.
Well, then it's all set. We'll hold the raffle next week. Now, what do we give away for a prize?
Stop. I got it again. Before we were talking about Thanksgiving. So, for my delicatessen, I donate a tom turkey weighing 15 pounds. And that's not counting my thumb.
No, sure. That was real nice, but I don't think the price is big enough for $1. Just one tom turkey?
All right, I got a solution. I make it 2 turkeys. I throw in Tom's brother, Sam.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, what's the matter? You look so happy. You stop suffering from neuralgia?
Pasquale, I'm going to Italy.
Well, congratulations to my son-in-law. So you decided to marry Rosa after all, eh?
No.
Then how are you going to get to Italy? On the Marshall plan?
No. No, is it the Schultz plan?
Huh?
Pasquale, You know what? I'm going to have a raffle.
Well, Luigi, you're crazy.
Pasquale, you know what it is, a raffle?
Sure, what do you think? I'm a stupid? A raffle is something a baby's a holding as a teeth.
No, Pasquale. It's going to be a big party. Everybody is going
to... party. Go to you. Ooh, a party. That's a fine. Luigi, just to show you I've not got a hard feeling, how you liking the party should be in my restaurant and I'm going to take care of everything, eh?
Pasquale, I'm not going to marry Rosa.
Stop with a Rosa. You think all night long I'm just lay awake trying to figure out a way I can push a Rosa off on you? Don't answer that. Luigi, besides making a party, I'm going to do something special else for you. I'm going to get one of the biggest singers in the country for your party.
You do this for me, Pasquale?
Sure, my little banana nose. He's a good friend of mine and a countryman. Name is Ralph De Angelis. He's a singer for the Metropolitan.
The Metropolitan. He must be good.
What do you think? If a man is no good, he don't last long with such a big insurance company. right to now, he's a singer here in Chicago.
But, Pasquale, where am I going to get the money to pay such a great singer?
Oh, stop worrying about the money. Go take a walk. Go. I go to fix everything.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You're a real friend.
Abro, Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, abro, Figaro, bravo, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo.
Hello? Mr. DeAngelis? Ralph, this is your friend Pasquale. I'm fine. How you feel, eh? Good. And Ralph, how you like to come and sing at a big party we're going to have soon? I know you're busy, but you're going to be paid very well. What? Oh, say, $250? Good. I'm looking forward to see you. Who's he going to take care of the bill? Naturally, the fellow who's throwing the party. Your host, the Luigi Bosco.
Now for the second act of Luigi Bosco's Adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma Mia, soon I'm going to see you, and we're going to bring back all the days together.
Remember how I used to suck at my thumb when I was a little bambino? And I used to fall off of the roof. When I'm come home, first thing I'm going to do is a stick of my thumb in my mouth to climb up to the top of the roof and a fall off again for you. Anyway, I'm going to sit here wondering how is it going with the raffle of tickets for my party tomorrow when it's in the come Schultz.
Luigi, my friend. Oh, you're looking so good, so wonderful. Like the top herring in the barrel.
Thanks, Schultz. How's it going with the raffle tickets?
Oh, how handsome you look. A regular Casanova.
Schultz, how many tickets are you selling?
Luigi, you look like...
Schultz?
4 tickets.
Mamma mia. Does it look bad, huh, Schultz?
Smile, Luigi. Remember, behind every April shower is hiding Al Jolson. No, trouble with you, Luigi. You're living too much by yourself. That's why you are homesick.
But Schultz, what I can do?
Luigi, my friend, you come and live with me and my happy little family. Oh, it's so nice. We all sleep in one big bed. Me, my wife, my 3 children, my brother Ludwig, cousin Wolfgang, Uncle Hugo, and the newsboy, Jack.
We are the first ones to get the morning paper.
Oh, thank you, Schultz. But I think this is going to be a little too crowded.
But, Luigi, it's a big double bed. But if you come, we're going to let you sleep in it all by yourself.
I know where everybody else is going to sleep.
Oh, we got a folding cot. Oh, what fun, Luigi. Every night, you know, we got a blanket party. Yeah, we get up in the middle of the night and look for the party with the blanket.
But, Schultz, it looks like I'm not going to make that trip, huh?
Oh, don't be such a pessimist, Luigi. Look, Pasquale is bringing you a wonderful singer for your party tomorrow, and there'll be enough money for you at least to make the trip to Italy.
But, Schultz, how am I going to get the back?
When you get there, you can sell more raffle tickets. Well, I got to go now, Luigi. Goodbye, Luigi, and smile. Remember, smile. Oh, my rheumatism is killing me.
Mamma mia. Only 3 raffle tickets are sold. It looks like only way I'm ever going to see Italy is if Italy is to come over here.
I don't believe me, Luigi. I never thought this party would turn out so nice.
Well, Olsen, I'm glad you like it, and I'm thank you for your help.
Oh, Mr. Bascom.
Present to Miss Ford. Hello. Are you having a good time?
Wonderful, and I'm certainly glad to see all of your friends here. Oh, hello, Mr. Harwin.
Hello, Miss Boulding. Hello, Luigi. My tonight party.
Oh, that Pasquale. Such a stingy miser.
What's the matter, Schultz?
He tells everybody the drinks are on the house. Then he takes us in the kitchen and opens up the faucet. Well, Luigi, tell me, how you like your party? Huh? It's a big success, no?
Yes, but Schultz, if you sold the 212 tickets, where's all the people?
Luigi, will you please stop worrying? People don't have to come here. We told them if they won the raffle, the turkey would be delivered.
You did?
Yeah, sure. In fact, Luigi, my turkeys are so well trained. As soon as they hear the winner's name, they're going to run right over to his house, rip off their feathers, jump into the oven, and set the dial for 20 minutes.
But, Schultz, how is it possible? How is it possible that you sold so many tickets since yesterday?
Luigi, that's a trade secret. I can't tell you. The Zeus tell Roebuck, the Pasquale. Pasquale?
What do you want?
Where's that big zinger friend of yours?
Oh, don't worry, Schultz. That's my business. I'm a promise to singers. They're going to be a singer.
But the people can't wait. Now, I'm going to have to raffle off the jerkies now.
So, attention, everybody!
All right, attention!
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You know why we all come here. To help Luigi go to Italy and be his mama. But the other reason we come here is to win the derby. Now, the big moment is here. And Miss Spalding is going to pick the winning number out of the hat. First, I'm going to mix them up. All right, Miss Spalding.
All right, Mr. Shaw. I'll close my eyes. Here you are.
The winner is Mr. 6 7 8. Miss Spalding, you tore off the label from the hat. Try it then, and please don't get me so for shimmers.
George, why you don't throw away the first two tickets and make the third one the lucky one?
That's a good idea.
All right, we're gonna do that. Now, Miss Spalding, take out two tickets. One, two. Now give me that winning ticket. Before I announce the winner of this raffle, I would like to say that these two turkeys were donated by me. They are the finest turkeys in the country. Born red and raised on the best farm. And the highest price was paid for them in the market. And now the winner is... Schultz. Me. Himmel, now I gotta eat my own words. Well, as long as I want them, we're gonna cook them here and eat them tonight.
Oh, Schultz, that was a one of fine turkey. I've never eaten so much in my life.
That's the right, Mr. Delicatessen Man. Even I'm got to admit, it was a fine bird. What kind of stuff were they used?
Only the best. Chicken. Never mind that, Bushmiley. Where's your big singer?
Well, he's a promise. Hey, that's him now. Ralph for them.
Excuse me. I'm sorry I was late. How are you, Pasquale?
I'm a fine Ralph, and we're having a good time. This is Luigi Basco. Fellows are going to Italy soon to see his mama.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. De Angelis.
How's about a little wine, eh?
Sure. Good for the throat. Anything special you'd like me to sing?
Please, maybe you know some nice little song about the fellow who's like to visit his home where he was born.
Hey, Ralph. How's about Waymarie?
Good. That's the perfect song. Waymarie.
Good. Hey, Tony, come on. Stop eating. Push her with a squeeze box.
Kai stonga mieta via, sparunque davade, non trovano repace, a notte pace iorne, sempre pestacca tuorne, sparunque davade. Uè Marie, quando suoneggia per sabte, fammo dormire una volta abbracciato,
you like, Luigi?
Pasquale, when do you think I can catch the next boat to home?
So you like the song, eh, Luigi?
Yes, Pasquale. How am I ever going to thank you?
by paying this little bill. Oh.
Huh? Bill, $250 for the Angelus? But Pasquale, you're a friend of mine. You say you take care of everything.
Sure, I'm going to take care. The regular price of the singing is $500. I'm going to get it for you half the price.
But Pasquale, all I'm got from a raffle is $212. Now I'm not only not going to make my trip, but I'm going to get $38 for Mr. DeAngelis.
Luigi, I'm going to take care of everything just like I promised you before. He's a one road out for you, Rosa.
Pasquale, that's not a road. It's a detour.
You want to see your mama? You want to have Mr. DeAngelis? You should have sued.
What do you say, my son?
All right, Papa.
I'm going to call it a blush of the bride. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
Call me, Papa!
Come here, Rosa. Come here. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Well, Rosa, you and Luigi are standing so close to each other. What do you say to him?
Luigi, you want to play leapfrog?
Oh, shut up your face.
Now, look, you two love a bird.
Pardon me, Miss Pasquale.
Huh?
I would like to stay, but I have to leave now.
Oh, sure, Ralph, sure. I suppose you want your money?
Oh, no, Pasquale. I wouldn't take money for singing at a little party like this.
What?
Besides, Mr. Busco is a friend of yours.
What a friend? I've never seen him before in my life. He's my worst enemy. I hate him.
Pasquale, you always had a good sense of humor. Well, Mr. Busco, have a nice trip.
Thank you, Mr. DeAngelis. Your singing was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everybody.
Goodbye,
Ralph. Goodbye.
You see, Luigi, I've been keeping my promise to you. Man is a singer for nothing.
You're right, Pasquale. You kept your promise, and I'm going to keep mine.
Good. The roses are ready to sail with you on August the 15th. How's it at?
Fine. August the 15th.
Good.
1998. Goodbye, Papa. So, Mamma Mia, even though Raffle Party is a big success, I'm not going home after all. I'm going to find out how so many raffle tickets was sold in one day. 200 was bought by Schultz, Olsen, Horowitz, and Mrs. Spalding, $50 each. I know you don't like I should take this money, Mamma Mia, so I'm going to give it back. I'm even offered to pay Schultz for the 2 turkeys. But he's a good friend. He say no, I should pay for what I'm eat. So I'm a pay him for what I'm eat. Just the one turkey. Funny thing is, Mamma Mia, I'm not the homesick no more. But I think I'm going to find out the big thing about the life. Home is not the land. Home is another place. Home is where a man is to find the people who love him. Good night, Mamma Mia. Your loving son, Luigi Busco, the little immigrant.
Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Mack Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mack Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Hans Conried as Schultz, Mary Schiff as Miss Spalding, and Jody Gilbert as Rosa. Music is under the direction of Len Murray. Paul Masterson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.